Like many British movie and TV villages, Port Wen is inhabited by a group of eccentric characters, none more eccentric than the misanthropic Dr. Martin Ellingham, a brilliant London surgeon who developed a fear of blood and retrained to be a general practitioner in a sleepy seaside village in Cornwall.
I think there's something suspicious going on down here, Doc. This mole just appeared from nowhere.
Has it changed shape?
Nope.
It's not inflamed or raised. Does it bleed or itch?
Of course not. But it just feels suspicious.
No.
Are you positive, Doc?
Yes.
Oh, Doc, there just was one other thing that I wanted to discuss with you. I've got this feeling.
Suspicious feeling?
No, it's more like when you're travelling by train.
I see.
Well, you got your newspaper and you got your tea, but you just can't settle because you're not where you want to be yet.
Do you have any chest pain, dizziness, or nausea? Then pull up your trousers and go away.
Martin Clunes as Doc Martin, now filming a fifth series for Britain's ITV. Seasons 1 through 4 ran on PBS, and they're available on DVD from Acorn Media. If you'd like to talk with Martin Clunes about Doc Martin, give us a call. Hopefully he won't tell you to shut up and go away. Our phone number, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Martin Clunes joins us now from his home in Dorset in England, and thanks very much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
And I apologize, we've been mispronouncing your name. I thought it was Clunes. We'll try to get it right from now on.
Well, I think I mispronounce it. Clunes is the Scottish pronunciation, and it's a Scottish name, but I'm not Scottish, really.
Well, we'll let you pronounce it the way you'd prefer. So,
oh, thanks.
Is it fun to be so mean?
Do you know what I'm ashamed to say? It is. It's really liberating. all those, you know, we're so crippled by social mores in this country. You can't. There's a precedent for everything in England. Do you know what I mean? And a right and a wrong way for everything. And you know, this guy clearly operates in the wrong way, but it really frees you up to kind of yell at someone. Because, well, I mean, he frequently is unreasonable, but even that's fun. Why be reasonable all the time? Well, you have to be reasonable in the real world, but this is fiction.
This is fiction, and he is, there is a, I guess, a stereotype of surgeons as sort of arrogant and cold. They don't need to have people skills, and this is taken to the extreme in his case.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, yeah.
Your character is one of the most unlikely of ladies' men, yet he somehow seems to attract a considerable attention.
Yes. Yes, we can only assume it's his grasp of medicine. I mean, he is a brilliant doctor, and that's his only salvation. Is, and he's very clear on that subject and you know, won't brook fools lightly. But so we can only assume that the extremely beautiful Louisa Glasson falls for that. But he does have weaknesses. You know, there's chinks in his armour. I mean, well, he has a phobia of blood, which is quite crippling for a doctor. It makes him throw up.
And indeed, his secretary has to do most of the blood work.
Oh, yes, come the end. Yes, yes, she becomes the phlebotomist.
It's also interesting. Perhaps the character is cast as attractive to the ladies because the producer would like her husband to look good.
Yeah, it could be that.
your wife is the producer of the program, and you've worked with you two own the company that produces the show.
Yeah. I mean, company's a big word. It's basically when we're not in production, it's us and a desk. we don't carry baggage. We used to, but then when we got out of London, you realise there's a lot you can do on the phone, and you know, we have an expandable office that's usually just a phone that gets forwarded down here when we're not in production. But when we are in production, we're about between 60 to 80, 100 people strong.
And time seems to have a very different character. It passes differently in Port Wen. through long breaks between the two series, no time elapses whatsoever.
No. No, well, no. Sometimes no time elapses, and sometimes we left a 6-month gap between the, in story terms, between the third and the fourth. But it's true, we only ever film it once every 2 years, because it messes up our daughter's summer, to be honest. All her life, we've been filming in Cornwall. Well, since she was sort of three, we've been filming in Cornwall in the summers, and she loves Cornwall. Don't get me wrong, and it's a great place for children. I always think children and dogs don't lie, and you know, they just light up when they see the Cornish beaches. But we were always distracted, so every other summer we have a real life.
A real life. What do you do with it?
We have a farm. We're big on horses. We have 14 horses, that takes up a lot of time. And just basically loving where we live, it's kind of like paradise for us.
I have to say, animals, that would strike fans of the show as unlikely. Doc Martin does not get along with animals.
Well, no, he hates them. But that was my idea, because to me, if somebody doesn't like a dog, they're wrong.
Well, dogs like him, he just doesn't like them.
Well, I thought that was rather funny to have dogs just adore him. And the terrier that we have at the moment, Dodger, is such a clever little dog. You know, he'll cock his leg on a command. He'll hit his mark every time without a tape mark on the floor. He'll just go to where he's been taught to go. He's brilliant. I know humans who can't do that.
Let's see if we get some callers in on the conversation. We're talking with Martin Clunes, a British actor who mispronounces his own name. And he stars as Doc Martin, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And let's go next to Sylvia. Sylvia with us from Orlando.
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you doing?
I'm great. I enjoy your show so much. It makes me
Oh,
laugh.
Thank you. Oh, good. That's the plan.
Yes. Are they ever getting married?
Everybody asks me this. We can hang on to this will they, won't they scenario for as long as, well, not indefinitely, I'm afraid, but we'll keep hanging on in there. We've just finished shooting the fifth series, which I am at liberty to tell you contains their child, poor baby.
Last episode.
That's right, yeah, when we had the baby there. Well, he's with us throughout the series.
And it's a he, okay.
It's a boy, yes.
It's a boy. Well, congratulations.
It's a boy. Oh, no, I spoiled that. But yes, it's a boy, I can tell you that. So okay. That kind of, you know, that alters things for them, because just before they had the baby, they'd kind of reached the decision that, you know, love each other, though they kind of seem to. They just can't live with one another. And but having the baby really throws them back together and rekindles that. But you know, they're not a normal couple, and it wouldn't be our show if the course of love ran true and freely.
Sylvia, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
See ya.
Listeners may also remember you as the lead character in another TV series, Men Behaving Badly. It is, though, hard to imagine characters more different than Gary Strang and Doc Martin. For one thing, Doc Martin falls dead asleep after just a couple of glasses of wine.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's bad with drink.
Yes, he is.
Yes, instantly morose. Yeah, poor thing.
And Gary could drink a few.
He did like a few. Yeah, those were the days.
We can hear that your character is not very much like Doc Martin. Is your character a little bit more like like Gary Strang?
Somewhere between the two. It's a scary thought, isn't it? No, maybe not. I mean, you know, I had a go at the appropriate time. But the thing about Men Behaving Badly was that it was kind of at the inappropriate time. They were, you know, both in their 20s, and they should have got that stuff out of their system.
And sort of an eternal adolescence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shocking. And people say, you know, is there any chance of, you know, you remaking that show and picking up the story now? And you think, my God, how seedy. I'm 50 this year.
Good heavens. It's hard to imagine what they have done after all this time.
It would be awful. It would take on a real, a really bad whiff, I think.
Let's go next to Brian. And Brian with us from Bordentown in New Jersey.
Oh, hello, Mr. Doc Martin.
Hi. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Fine. I guess my question is, I stayed in the town that is called Port Wren. It was before your last season was being filmed, and there's fires all over the place. So I'd like to know, when the crew descends upon there, and I guess block off streets for filming, and is there a... Is there a happiness? They've let you back many years.
There's a mixture, Brian. It is a mixed blessing having a crew, you know, a film crew in your town. I mean, the actual crew, the filming of it can be quite obstructive, but it's worse for... it's worse. I mean, you'll have noticed there's a bottleneck down the hill where cars just reach an impasse and can't get past one another. And there's an unwritten law that if you're a certain way down the hill, you have to give right to whoever's coming uphill or whatever. And nobody knows that unwritten law. And most of the people going through there are visitors. So it's a real mess. When we're there, we're actually marshalling the traffic.
Oh, last March, we walked the coast path.
Oh, beautiful.
So we're going back there.
What's the name of the actual village, Brian?
Should I tell?
Yeah, why not?
Port Isaac.
Yeah, Port Isaac.
It's a lovely...
On the north coast of Cornwall. North coast of Cornwall. It's really beautiful.
Yes.
You know, it was pretty before we were there, and it was used as a location before we were there.
So perhaps in the annals of British television, as famous eventually as Port Marion.
maybe. Port Marion, I think, was actually built for visitors. But Port Isaac is kind of was built for visitors before we got there. Most of the properties are for rent.
I'm sorry, Pardon? Brian, you were saying?
I said, or like Torquay.
Torquay, yes.
Yeah, with Faulty Towers. Yeah, that's right.
Brian, thanks very much for the call.
Okay.
We're talking here with actor Martin Clunes, star of the TV series Doc Martin. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Elaine's on the line. Elaine calling us from Brighton in Michigan.
Hi, Mr. Clunes. This is Elaine Stroke. I met you when I was in Port Isaac in May. And I was the poetry lady who liked Mr. Chips.
Hello, the poetry lady. How are you, Elaine?
I thought I'd call and say hi again.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And the question I had for you is I mailed a packet of poetry to the Ruskarrick Farm, and Tommy wrote some script ideas, and we were wondering if you ever received that package.
We did receive that package. The poetry got passed on to me, which I read and enjoyed, and I'm not sure what happened to the story ideas. They'll have probably gone to the relevant department.
If you see them in season 5, you may want to contact your lawyers, Elaine.
No, I'm just so happy you received them, and I'm so
we did.
Happy to talk to you again, because I'm looking forward to the new show. And so enjoyed meeting you. It was fantastic.
Oh, well, we enjoyed seeing you around. You were there for a long time, weren't you?
Yeah, a couple weeks, and it was an amazing adventure, and all my friends are totally jealous here in Michigan.
Elaine, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Nice to speak to you again, Elaine.
Here's an email from Dominic. How do patients pay him? Does National Health compensate him enough to deal with all those, quote-unquote, god-awful people?
I'm glad you think they're god awful. Well, that's how it works over here. He's a local practice would be an NHS run practice, and you'd pay for any prescription for any medication you took, but at a hugely reduced rate. We're quite good at that.
Mary's on the line from St. Louis.
Yes, hi. First, I want to say I am addicted to Doc Martin. Your series is on my Christmas list already. But I'd like to ask the question, every character is so quirky. How do you decide, or the writers decide, how quirky they're going to be? And are the actors mostly local, or are they brought in from London or somewhere else?
Well, we have most actors in England live in London. I don't, but most do. But there's a healthy population of actors in Cornwall, but there's only so much work to go around, you know. But we have a mixture. Our principal cast are mainly from London, but we use a lot of local actors and actors from wherever they live, which makes this show quite expensive to make because you have to put people up.
Well, they're all wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's really kind of you. Thank you.
And thanks for the call, Mary. I think you do benefit, though, from the fact that the Cornish accent falls easily on American ears. I was watching DVDs of a wonderful show called Life on Mars, which takes place in Manchester. I had to watch it with the subtitles on. I couldn't figure out what they were saying.
Well, is it? That's interesting. It's easy on the American ear, yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of gentle, like an American, softened sort of. It's not. There's nothing too sharp in there, is there? We've had a lot of flack, actually, from people in Cornwall saying, that's not a Cornish accent. But in truth, I've never heard two Cornish accents the same, so I don't know what measurement they're using.
As the interloper, you don't have to do the Cornish accent.
No, I have a dialect filter.
Let's go to one more call. Kim is on the line from Miami.
Hello there.
You're on the air, Kim. Go ahead, please.
Hello there. Hi, Kim. I enjoy Doc Martin.
Oh, thanks.
I have enjoyed this show. My friend turned me on to it, and we've watched all the series. I'm looking forward to seeing series 5.
Great.
And I was curious if the actress who plays your aunt, Stephanie Cole, will be in that.
No, her character, no. Oh. No. No, for reasons that will, you know, become apparent when you watch it. But she had a sister.
Oh! That's lovely to know.
A previously unknown sister.
Well, no, the characters... the near of her, but they just choose not to speak about her.
I see. She had a long history with going back, but had not been mentioned on the program.
She's
played by Dame Eileen Atkins.
To Cornwall because of this show, so thank you so much.
Oh, great.
I love your work.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. But we have our new aunt is played by Dame Eileen Atkins, who you may or may not know, but she's one of our heavy punchers over here.
Kim, thanks for the call. Have a good time on your trip. Martin Clunes is star of the ITV series Doc Martin, seasons 1 through 4, available on DVD now from Acorn Media. The box set of the TV movies that inspired the series will also be available August 30th. Thanks so much for your time today. Martin Clunes joined us from his home in Dorset. Tomorrow, Ira Flatow, Talk of the Nation, Science Friday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.